G'day Mitch, and welcome to Adelaide Chronicles. I think we've done many an interview before. Not so much on Adelaide Chronicles before, I don't think. But Adelaide Chronicles is all about a sustainable, inclusive future. So I think what you're talking about here fits into it really well. And I have to say that we're doing this interview on unceded Kaurna land here at Christie Walk, where I live. So do you want to start by just saying why you're here and why you want to talk today?
Well, I'm talking again about refugee issues and our latest fundraiser. This is Circle 115 of Circle of Friends Australia. And it is a fabulous event at the fabulous Wheatie Hotel.
Oh, yeah. The Wheatie's fabulous.
Yeah, the Wheatie. Oh, look, they're so good to us. We work with them really well. They treat us really well. And the event is called JD and the Crabs, Very Much Alive at the Wheatie. It's a group of really, really good musicians. They have a really tight band. They do rock, blues, jazz. And can I read a bit of that out?
Oh, please do.
This is the flyer that we've got. JD and the Crabs have been described by Mick Jagger as the greatest geriatric rock band from the eastern suburbs of Adelaide with crabs in its name. High praise indeed. Join the Crabs for an afternoon of pre-loved songs from the greatest names in rock, blues, jazz and pop.
When is this?
This is the 30th of October, Saturday afternoon. It's not an evening gig, it's an afternoon gig. Runs from 2 till 5.
2 till 5.
So all of us oldies can be home and tucked up in bed at the end of the day.
And what's it for, Midge? You've said Circle of Friends, but give us a bit of an explanation on that.
Okay, this particular Circle 115, headed up by the amazing Monica O'Weill, is designed to raise money, and it does it quite successfully, for family reunion and for the really high fees associated with visa applications.
A high fee that's payable to the government to apply
yes,
for a visa.
Yes, yes. And of course the lawyer or migration agent fees, because the forms are so complex.
By design.
I can't negotiate them. So somebody with English as a second language hasn't a hope in hell. So you need fees to pay the government and fees to pay the agent who's going to help you negotiate the whole system.
And this is for people who already have a bridging visa?
Some have bridging visas, some have CHEV visas, some have been rejected and they are in limbo. Some are applying to bring families here. Some can't even do that because they don't have the right kind of visa. But the big push at the moment is for people to propose that a family, an individual in Afghanistan, particularly in Kabul, is considered for acceptance into Australia under the humanitarian refugee visas.
I wouldn't have thought that that was under question now.
Well, the government has said that they have set aside 3,000 places. Not 3,000 extra, but 3,000 out of the already limited humanitarian visa category. They said this is not as far as it will go, but at the moment it's as far as it has gone. And so people, for instance, we have a very dear friend here who calls us his mums, Mum Midge and Mum Sue. He has family, and I won't go into the specifics. They are Hazara. Their religion is Shia Muslim, not Sunni. And so they are hiding in their houses, afraid to go out. They cannot work. They have no income. And if they go out, they will be targeted by the Taliban or by ISIS, either or, and they'll be killed. And this is the kind of family that many people in Australia are now trying to persuade the government to accept under the humanitarian visa. So again, this is very costly.
So how did this young man get to be in Australia?
He came by boat. He came just before Kevin Rudd decreed that all boat arrivals after a certain date in 2013 would be sent offshore. So he came, he's been on shore for 9 years now, 8 years, kind of stumbling from three-month visa to three-month visa to three-month visa. He's now had all of his negative court decisions negated, wiped, and he's been invited to apply for a five-year Chev visa, safe harbour enterprise visa, which is a relief from the three-month situation. But he will still never be allowed to become a permanent resident under the current government regulations, even though he can never go back to Afghanistan. Never. He's on the Taliban hit list.
So this event that you're planning is pretty important.
Yes, it is. It's a twofold event, actually. It's the band, great afternoon at the Wheatie, but also we've linked it with a silent auction online and being finalised on the day at the Wheatie. And I must say, I had a thought, I think about this morning, all of the people that have contributed items have been women. What can I
doesn't
say?
Doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me. But they are all bespoke, handmade silk scarves, painted tubs. There's a gorgeous, large vintage teddy bear, beautifully dressed. Two separate costumes. You know, she's sporting a fascinator, an evening dress that's sequined and bejeweled. The list goes on and on. There's some fabulous items. And so even if people think, no, I don't want to go, or I can't go on the 30th to the Wheatie between 2 and 5, log on to the Circle of Friends Australia website, and you can do this anyway if you do want to go and you want to book. Click onto the events column and you will see an ad for JD and the Crabs Very Much Alive at the Wheatie, and the booking details through TryBooking, but you'll also be able to click on the link for the catalogue, beautifully produced catalogue, for the auction, the online auction. Have a look, because these items are just gorgeous.
And then you can be part of the online auction from there.
Yes, what you do, if you want to make a bid, there's an email address, you email your bid, and you'll be kept posted about other bids and other, you know, so if you're gazumped by someone, you will have a chance to come back and okay. up your bid. So usual auction rules. It's all explained really carefully.
And how much does it cost to get in?
Look, it's a really cheap $20 full price, $15 concession. And at that, it's a steal. Mm. So why wouldn't you?
Mm, exactly.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
There are so many people in Australia now who are saying, let's show some compassion to refugees. You and I are just two of them. There are so many thousands of people. It's time the government listened to the people and actually showed compassion. And can I just finish with one little story? This man who calls us his mums is a blood donor. He got his Afghani friends to be blood donors. He came to us one day and with some information that somebody had given him and said, please, mum, show me how to do this. Show me how to register. And so they give blood. And his comment, half joking, half not joking probably, is, my blood is now in the veins of Australians.
Mm. Let us bumpy.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. Let us show compassion.
Mm. We're better than this.
We are better than this. Mm. We are so much better.
Mm. Well, thank you so much, and I'll get this out as far as I can.
Thank you, Sue.